2022 Swanepoel Trends Report, 17th Annual Edition. Trend 7, Branch Manager Magic and How to Find It. Narrated by Ron Garner. T360, Enabling Intelligent Change. Introduction. Branch Manager Magic and How to Find It. How to hire and retain for this critical brokerage role. As brokerages get bigger and more sophisticated, the branch manager role is becoming even more vital than ever, and great branch managers are difficult to find and harder to keep. Branch managers are responsible for many key responsibilities, including recruiting, retention, and overall sales growth. This chapter provides a deep dive into their role, how to find talented branch managers, which remain key to navigating growth and maximizing profits. The branch manager role. Branch managers are critical to drive production, establish culture, execute recruiting, and increase sales at the office level of a brokerage. Although different brokerages use a variety of terms to describe the branch manager role and vary their responsibilities, a management-level person exists in basically every brokerage office whose primary responsibility deals with leading and growing the branch. That person, in the definition of this chapter, is a branch manager. Typically, a single branch manager manages between 75 to 100 agents. If an office has more than that upper range, managers often add support staff or the brokerage divides duties between two or more managers to keep the manager-to-agent ratio manageable. For offices with fewer than approximately 75 agents, the owner typically takes on the role in addition to their other duties. Historically, many branch managers were former agents who had some previous business experience or particular passion or skill at managing agents, and then chose to take on the management role. Increasingly, candidates come from outside the industry with proven organizational and leadership skills. Generally speaking, good branch managers are found, not developed. Branch managers are usually responsible for the following key tasks. 1. Increase net agent count, recruiting, and retention. 2. Increase per agent productivity through education, training, and coaching. 3. Monitor compliance and risk management to reduce legal costs and exposure. 4. Provide overall leadership for all agents as a group. 5. Drive profitability. Branch manager best practices. As with any job, branch managers excel when the right person fills the correctly defined job. Successful branch manager key attributes. A successful branch manager is a unique individual, someone who can recruit with strong sales and management skills and the ability to coach agents to higher levels of success than they might think possible. This is why choosing the right person to fill the role can be the difference between finding someone good at the job versus someone great at it. The best branch managers are usually driven professionals who have an appetite for achievement and a love for people. The best branch managers are leaders who create and develop relationships and build trust with the core group of agents, lead brokerage recruiting and growth activities by influencing and helping others achieve their goals, lead by example and help agents achieve higher levels of productivity, help grow the organization through increasing sales volume and agent count while creating operational efficiencies that scale, have demonstrated success running a company and knows how to leverage themselves through people, systems, and tools, have leadership skills, intelligence, the ability to handle pressure, yet move fast and follow through on their commitments, are high performers, yet have the patience to develop agents, have proven organizational skills, including goal setting and planning ability at a leadership level, do not give up easily and can collaborate with the team and others in the industry, possess the ability to make decisions quickly and with data, interact with a multitude of people in different roles. This requires excellent verbal and written communication skills, in addition to top-notch listening and coaching skills. Branch manager, keys to success. Here are some proven practices branch managers can employ to find success. Hold weekly sales meetings with a specific agenda. Be a good listener and overall support for their agents. Help agents create individual plans and coach them to success. Develop short and long-term plans to increase production. Train agents on new systems and technologies. Serve as an accountability coach for the agents. To provide real-life examples, T360 reached out to two successful branch managers to profile how they work, the systems they rely on, how they have found success, and some of the attributes they demonstrate. Gina Van Benthusen. Van Benthusen has over 15 years as a branch manager. In a five-year stint, 2016 through June 2021, with her previous company in North Carolina, she doubled net agent from 200 to 400, company dollar and profit share, and built the largest listing portfolio of any office in the local MLS. In June 2021, she joined Compass to lead its newly established branch in Raleigh, North Carolina, and currently manages 150 agents. Branch Manager Best Practices offered by Van Benthusen. Lead by modeling what agents should be doing in their business by using planning, systems, and consistency to produce results. Create a new agenda for each weekly meeting and focus on what agents want to achieve and how they can use brokerage tools and resources to do so. Focus on helping agents fulfill their long-term career objectives. Tailor coaching to an agent's personality and what they need. Some want accountability, others do not. Develop a reputation that attracts other agents by building trust and following through. Create a team environment with a healthy culture. Be a clear communicator and a good listener. Make sure agents know you're in their court through the good times and the bad. Maintain a bottom-up mentality. Agents are a branch manager's clients and should be treated as such. Shauna Moore. Moore started her branch manager career in 2016 by serving as operations manager for a team. In December 2019, she became branch manager of Keller Williams Realty, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. In 2020, she recruited 100 agents to the office. She has created a recruiting system that consistently attracts approximately 20 agents per month. In addition, she cuts the office's attrition rate in half, from approximately 40% to 20%. And as of August 2021, manages 245 agents in her role. Branch Manager Best Practices offered by Moore. Develop a clear vision that agents and staff can rally behind. Help agents define and work toward personal and professional goals. Put agents' needs first, which increases retention and leads to more recruiting referrals. Develop a council of agents who functions as the ears and eyes of the broader agent community. This council helps identify needs and wants, which ensures a bottom-up approach. Help agents grow with scalable systems and processes. Model the lead generation practices through recruiting that agents can follow. Reach out to every agent periodically. Shauna and her leadership team call every single agent 6 times per year with details tracked in a company CRM. Focus on learning, make adjustments, and pivot as needed. Operate with a growth mindset. Do not be afraid to fail forward. Branch manager types. All companies grow and change, and the branch manager role evolves based on those shifts as well. Some of the key factors that change for brokerages and offices include size, technology, systems, business model, and growth stage. To shed light on how needs differ and how companies should tailor their branch manager role to their specific circumstance, T360 analyzed the role as it applies to the growth stage of a brokerage. There are 3 primary growth phases for brokerages to consider when determining the branch manager role: startup, growth, and maturity. At each business phase, the company operations become more complex and build on the prior phase. They are presented below along with the branch manager personas that apply to each. At each phase of business growth, the type of branch manager needed will evolve. Note that the prior phase's activities are not replaced with the current phase. They are still important and in effect. The current business phase simply has a different focus. The ideal branch manager at each phase of growth has certain characteristics. T360 refers to these as branch manager personas, and they can be used as a guide for owners and executives to examine the leadership talent they need as they continue to grow. Please refer to the ebook version, page 65, under the chart titled Branch Manager Business Domains by Business Phase for chart reference. Branch Manager Persona, Startup Sally. Sally is a risk taker and has demonstrated experience starting and launching businesses or projects. She started her real estate career with a bang. Within 12 months of launching, she was one of the top agents in her office. She created basic systems while leveraging marketing and tools to find success as an individual performer. Sally knows that she could build her real estate business, but she is looking for something more challenging. She likes to start new things and gets bored easily. She has enough real estate transaction experience that she can help other agents, which she enjoys. After 24 months as an agent, she is already bored helping buyers and sellers. She would like to be part of building and creating a business. Sally worked in another industry prior to real estate and brings advanced business skills, personal discipline, and focus from that experience. She's competitive and understands the value proposition of the company. She models the value proposition, which attracts the right types of agents to build culture. She builds relationships and enjoys helping other agents become successful. She rallies others, has deep passion, conviction, and can express the future possibilities for people to see and buy into. She is collaborative, persuasive, builds coalitions and customer relationships. People want to follow Sally as they believe their future will be better with her and the organization. Startup. Starting a new branch or any new business is risky. Often people have new roles, systems can be untested and unproven, revenue may be thin, and the business, almost by definition, has not yet established staying power. When starting a branch or relatively new business, finding the right manager often determines success or failure. This phase of growth is called the startup phase because owners and managers spend most of their time bringing the business to life. The branch manager's role at this stage centers on recruiting agents, which shapes revenue, company culture, and overall success. The person in this role wears many hats and is responsible for establishing the brokerage brand and reputation at the local level while promoting brand awareness. Key attributes for startup branch managers. Focused on personal recruitment practices and helping agents become successful at the company. Leverages diverse business skills and has the ability to dive in and adjust as needed. Can design and create new things. Can wear many hats and is able to pivot quickly. Bonus capabilities. Has established relationships they can bring to a smaller or new company. Branch manager persona. Growth George. George has been in real estate for over 5 years and was successful as a listing agent. He started investigating management roles several years ago, and a larger company recruited him for management. He has previous experience working as a manager in a real estate industry or another industry, and is ready to move to a larger leadership role in the real estate industry. He wants to grow a smaller, earlier stage operation. George is well connected to the local agent community. He is a good producer and is an active part of the local real estate community. He has experience managing staff and different levels of an organization. He is good at hiring and has connections with staff that he can bring to the organization. George understands real estate marketing and is accustomed to running a sales funnel and can create a marketing strategy for the organization. He will systematize recruiting by creating and implementing marketing strategies, calling prospective recruits, and networking to build a funnel of recruits. This is how he ran his listing business, and now he applies it to recruiting. George is seen as a very well-organized by his peers and creates structure wherever he goes. People want his help to create systems to grow their business. Agents look to him as a source for training, coaching, and mentoring them to higher levels of success. George is seen as someone who has led and managed high-growth companies. Growth. A branch or brokerage enters the growth phase when its business plan is working. It attracts productive agents and continues to grow because of the value the brokerage offers. Indicators of growth are revenue and margins are increasing. Brand awareness has been established, and market share and the customer base are growing. The firm has gained momentum from recruiting the right agents with the right value proposition, and the resulting momentum has compounded into rapid growth. The branch manager for a brokerage in the business growth phase must manage more complexity and be able to develop the organization. Rapid growth leads to revenue expansion, increased agent count, more cost, and more transactions, which requires more staff, better systems, and the ability to maximize growth. At this business phase, successful branch managers set goals, manage profit and loss statements, forecast revenue, commission and cash flow, invest in systems to gain efficiency, and manage vendor relationships and partnerships while continuing to grow. This requires a more experienced leader. Key attributes for branch managers in growth: establishes key systems for ongoing recruitment and retention and other key business areas, such as compliance and finance. Documents processes so others can take over tasks. Hires and trains staff to handle specific areas. Bonus capabilities: significant experience with a specific business disclosure, like marketing, finance, technology, or training that they leverage to improve the business. Branch manager persona, mature Melissa. Melissa has been in the business for over a decade and has been successful as a real estate agent, but found that her passion is developing organizations, staff, and agents. She moved into management several years ago and has been recruited by several companies to grow their firms. She has successfully recruited many agents in her career and has a strong set of agent relationships she can bring to any firm. She enjoys helping other agents succeed, and other agents often ask her for help. She has a desire to share her knowledge and help others grow. She has been responsible for all aspects of running offices in her previous positions, including staffing, finance, and marketing. Melissa is good at seeing what is next and does not get entrenched in what was done in the past. She can navigate the day-to-day distractions and stay focused on the big picture. Melissa is able to help her team and agents see the big picture and gets buy-in for new areas of business and market expansion. Melissa is a frequently requested trainer at the local Realtor Association and has built good relationships in the broader real estate community. She is seen as a trusted and valued leader, and people view her as successful, reliable, and trustworthy. People like working for Melissa. Maturity. The business maturity phase has more safety and security than the other phases. The business has been established. It has the systems, tools, and people needed to reach and maintain maturity. It has a foundation of systems, tools, and people that provide continued opportunity for profitability, market expansion, and long-term growth. This business phase requires a branch manager who can lead and maintain the existing business while continuing to grow and innovate. This could include market expansion into affiliated services, mergers and acquisitions, or specific recruiting programs targeting new agents and teams. This phase comes with the risk of stagnation. The branch manager at this phase must continue to increase market penetration and look for new partnerships and innovations. This requires a more experienced business leader who can identify new areas of expansion or opportunities to improve the existing business. Key attributes for branch managers in a maturity phase: strategic vision and the ability to forecast new ways to develop business. Ability to identify areas in a business for improvement, set goals for them, and design plans of action to improve the business structurally. Excellent at managing others and ensure systems continue to improve and scale. Bonus capabilities: a well-respected public profile and attracts other talented managers to work for the company. How to find and hire a great branch manager. Below is a step-by-step strategy for how to find and hire a great branch manager that can help a brokerage grow and thrive. Develop a job description. Before bringing on a new branch manager, it is important to clearly define the job description and outline the key features and requirements of the role. The narrative should include several elements, including a job summary, key performance indicators, KPIs, roles and responsibilities, minimum requirements, and a candidate profile. Companies should tailor the role and job description to the phase of their business, their particular model, and their growth trajectory. Job summary. The branch manager is an operational leader that focuses on the success and productivity of the agents and the service level of the branch. The person in this role is responsible for growing the branch by recruiting, coaching, and retention of agents. The successful candidate is someone who has a proven track record of recruiting experienced agents while increasing retention, per-person productivity, total sales volume, and total units sold. Key performance indicators. The primary KPIs branch managers are responsible for: KPI number 1, increase per agent productivity. KPI number 2, recruiting increased net agent count. KPI number 3, grow sales and unit volume. Minimum requirements. The minimum requirements for a branch manager role are as follows. Have an active broker license. 3+ years real estate agent experience. 3+ years of recruiting experience. 3+ years of management experience, including operations and compliance. Brokerage leadership experience preferred. Demonstrated real estate recruiting experience preferred. Skills and behaviors match the business stage of the brokerage and office. Candidate profile. Creating a candidate profile reduces the subjectiveness of the hiring process by identifying the specific characteristics to help ensure that the person hired can perform the branch manager role at the highest level. The candidate profile also makes it easier to compare candidates when interviewing. By focusing on these, and not just job skill, companies can target branch managers who will fit and accelerate company culture. Sample candidate profile. This role is responsible for leading and growing the organization in collaboration with the regional manager or owner. The ideal person for this role is someone who demonstrates leadership ability plus the knowledge, attitudes, skills, and habits of a high performer. A leader who can create relationships and build trust with the core group of agents. A person who can lead brokerage recruiting and growth activities by influencing and helping others achieve their goals. Someone who leads by example and helps agents achieve higher levels of performance. A leader that can help grow the organization through enhancing performance, increasing agent count, and creating operational efficiencies that scale. To be successful in this role, the ideal candidate will have demonstrated success running a company and knows how to leverage themselves through people, systems, and tools. He or she must possess leadership skills, intelligence, handle pressure well, while remaining calm and patient. He or she must have proven organizational skills, including goal setting and planning ability at a leadership level. This is a high-intensity role and requires the ability to work in a deadline-driven, fast-paced environment. The ideal person would have thrived on this type of environment, seeks challenges, adapt to change easily, and be tenacious. The ideal candidate does not give up easily and can collaborate with the team and others in the industry. This person is calm under pressure, yet moves fast and follows through on commitments. The ability to make decisions quickly and with data is critical. This role interacts with the multitude of people in different roles and requires excellent verbal and written communication skills in addition to top-notch listening and coaching skills. Determine compensation. Remember, incentives help drive behavior, and KPIs play an important part in determining the ideal compensation plan that should include a base salary with a performance-based incentive. Average base salaries range from $100,000 to $150,000, depending on the market and office size. The performance-based incentives should provide the person an opportunity to earn 100% of their base salary based on performance. This performance bonus can be structured in a variety of ways. Two examples follow. Incentive 1. Tied the incentive to a share of the company dollar from the agents that the manager recruits. The manager could, for example, receive 20% of that company dollar until a threshold, and then a larger percentage at higher levels. Incentive 2. Tied the incentive to office annual profit. This should also be tiered with managers possibly earning 10% share of office profit up to $250,000, 15% for from $250,000 to $500,000 profit, 20% from $500,000 to $750,000 profit, and so on. These incentive structures will motivate branch managers to continue to increase performance and profitability. Use a structured hiring process. Once the job description, candidate profile, and compensation are finalized, it's important to take job candidates through a structured hiring process. Using a hiring process reduces the subjectiveness of what tends to be a highly subjective process and is key to determining if a possible candidate fits the company culture. By taking each candidate through a similar process, it makes it easy to determine if the opportunity is the right fit for all parties. Leverage prominent candidate sources. One of the most difficult parts of the hiring process is finding talented branch manager candidates. There are numerous resources, or what T360 calls talent generators, available to find such candidates. The decision depends on budget, position level, specializations required, and the amount of time available to make the hire. The best 5 talent generators for branch managers are 1. Network of personal and professional allies. 2. Referrals from company employees and agents. 3. Executive recruiting companies. 4. Social media platforms. 5. Online job sites such as LinkedIn and Indeed. Takeaway: a successful branch manager that consistently meets objectives and targets is typically motivated by growth. A well-designed compensation plan that provides strong incentives for growth is one of the most effective ways to keep them. A growth-oriented manager will also want to know what their career path past the branch manager role looks like, as many people burn out of the position after a couple of years. Another important element for most branch managers is mentorship or coaching from other leaders in a company or industry. The key to retaining high performers involves the following: providing competitive compensation, performance-based, and benefits. Providing ongoing career development opportunities. Offering mentorship. Creating a culture of open communication, trust, and transparency. Celebrating achievements. Providing vision and a clear career path. Helping them monitor and track goal progress. Helping them achieve their personal and professional goals. As the brokerage industry gets more mature and requires more fiscal responsibility and skill, the branch manager role will only become more important and integral to a company's overall success. It has always been a challenging role to fill and will likely only become more demanding. That is why brokerage leaders need to invest more time up front to find the most suitable person with the skills and behavior that meets the company's growth needs to help grow and operate their office efficiently. Company agents will be happier and more productive. The business will be more profitable, and owners and leaders will have fewer headaches. This is the end of this trend. What follows is the copyright and disclosure information. Except as permitted under the United States Copyright Act of 1976, no part of this publication may be reproduced or distributed in any form or by any means, or stored in a database or retrieval system without the prior written permission of the publisher. Images may be protected by copyright and should not be used without approval. Most of the companies mentioned in this report own numerous trademarks and other marks. This report, the publishers, the author, the contributors, or any other party involved in this report in any way will not seek to challenge or dilute any of these marks. Specifically, Realtor is a registered trademark of the National Association of Realtors. Limit of liability, disclaimer of warranty. While the publisher, authors, contributors, and editors have used their best efforts to present neutral, accurate, and reasonable views of the industry and its participants, they make no representation or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of each publication, and specifically disclaim any implied warranties. T360 serves many companies and organizations stated in this report as a management consulting firm, and may also, from time to time, be an investor in some of the companies mentioned in this report. However, no confidential information or information covered by a non-disclosure agreement was used. References to companies, products, and services also do not constitute or imply endorsement, and neither in any reference or absence of reference intended to harm, advantage, or disadvantage a company or person. The publishers, editorial team, and T360 shall not be liable for any loss or any other commercial damages, including, but not limited to, special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Images and photos not specifically identified are available under Creative Commons or were purchased through Shutterstock and may be protected by copyright.